Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto is alive again, but for those uncomfortable showing up in person, there are still lots of ways to enjoy the arts at home. DanceWorks presents But Then Again, Human Body Expressions, a new documentary, streaming online through July 31st. Shot in crisp black and white during the pandemic, the film features the choreography of BodyWorks founder Hannah Keel and eight great Canadian dancers, each of whom creates their own character. An Images Festival of Experimental Film and Video Art is celebrating its 35th year with a new Slow Edition, offering 50 films, not right away, but over a four-month period with lots of time to catch everything, including digitally. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies set far away from your typical locations. There's an unusual newcomer at a Glasgow high school, a new friendship in Bradford, and an out-of-place visitor in a small town in Texas.
Sing it, baby. I couldn't
ask for another. My Old School, directed by Jono MacLeod. It's 1993 and a new kid has just arrived at Bear's Den Academy, a posh secondary school in Glasgow, Scotland. Brandon Lee is a bit of an oddity, not just his clothes, hair, glasses, and accent. There's something different about him, like how he seems to know everything they're studying and can answer teachers' questions with confidence. He's not afraid to speak up. He's not intimidated by bullies either, and rescues one kid from a life of misery. Maybe it's because his mom's a famous opera singer who travels around the world, or the fact he's from Canada. People look different over there. Whatever the reason, the teachers and principal love him. And he becomes popular among the kids, too. He eventually even lands a key role in the school play South Pacific and is accepted into a prestigious medical school after graduation. But Brandon Lee has a secret. He's not 16. He's in his 30s. My Old School is a mind-blowing documentary that has to be seen to be believed. It's about how one man managed to recreate his identity and correct his past mistakes without anyone realizing what he did. It's also very funny. The story is narrated by Brandon himself, flawlessly lip-synced by Glasgow actor Alan Cumming. Brandon didn't want his face to appear in the movie. That's not his real name, by the way. His former classmates, including the director, fill in the blanks 30 years later. There are some talking heads, but it's mainly told using simple cartoon versions of the people involved. There's 90s music, quirky characters, and a potentially serious topic, but done in a hilariously twisted way. And oh, what a story it is. I'm purposely leaving out most of the surprises because that's what makes this movie so good. But believe me when I tell you, this is one hell of a story. Ali and Ava, written and directed by Cleo Barnard. It's rainy season in Bradford, Yorkshire. Ava, played by Claire Rushbrook, is a kind-hearted blonde woman of Irish Catholic ancestry in her 50s. She's warm, funny, and bursting with love. She works as a teacher's aide at a local elementary school. Her late husband abused her, so she kicked him out, but she's still close to her many children and grandkids, especially her youngest son, Callum, played by Sean Thomas. She helps him take care of his new, as yet unnamed, baby. Ali, played by Adil Akhtar, is a youngish guy who works as a kind-hearted landlord, they must exist somewhere, who loves helping out his tenants. He has a vibrant personality and sports a black beard, hoodies, and earphones, constantly freestyling raps to the music in his head. Of South Asian Muslim background, Ali lives with his extended family. His wife is a beautiful intellectual, a student at the university, but their marriage fell apart after a miscarriage. They still live together, but in separate rooms, keeping up appearances. Ali and Ava meet for the first time when he carries a shy little girl, Sophia, to school on his shoulders. She's his tenant and her student. And something clicks. Their friendship grows as he starts driving her around, sharing tunes on his car radio. Ava's more into country music and Irish folk, while Ali likes punk and rock. But somehow they find common ground. He even starts teaching himself Bob Dylan songs on the ukulele. Some neighborhoods in Bradford are separated by class and race. Little kids throw rocks at Ali when he drives her home. The little kids get charmed by his personality, but not Callum. He hates his guts and is furious to see his mom with someone like that, someone like him. Ali gets grief from his little sister, too, who says he's cheating on his wife and with a poor white woman, no less. Can their romance overcome forces trying to keep them apart? Or will friendship and love triumph? Ali and Ava is a very sweet, realistic romantic drama about life in a working-class neighborhood. It's full of pathos and joy. It looks at a relationship over the course of one rainy month as the moon waxes and wanes overhead. Bradford is a post-industrial city where most of the factories have closed down, but in this film, it's filled with fireworks and music and color and song. The story is told in an impressionistic manner, but it's not hard to follow. It's more love, more about love than sex, feelings over dialogue, held together by its music and images. And the acting is very good, both the main characters and the many first-time actors cast in minor roles. Ali and Ava is a very sweet story. Vengeance, written and directed by B.J. Novak. Ben, played by B.J. Novak, is a successful freelance writer in his 30s, living the high life in Manhattan. By day, he writes pieces for magazines like The New Yorker, and at night, he's at parties and clubs, serving as wingman for his vapid best friend. His low-level celebrity makes him a desirable commodity, and as he has slept with dozens of women who otherwise wouldn't give him a second glance. But everything changes when he receives a late-night phone call from a stranger telling him his girlfriend is dead. Not the woman lying beside him in bed. She's breathing normally. It's another woman he barely remembers sleeping with. Her brother Ty, played by Boyd Holbrook, tells him he was Abilene's one true love, and she never stopped talking about Ben from New York after her career as a musician crashed. Ty shames him into flying to a small town in Texas for her funeral. And there's a photo of Ben with Abilene on her coffin. Like out of a nightmare, he's asked without warning to give the eulogy. Later, Ty tells him the real reason he wants him there. Though the coroner says Abilene died from an overdose, she was actually murdered. And Ty and Ben are the only ones who care enough to track down her killer and kill him. Ben explains he doesn't do guns and he's not into killing, but he does agree to stay on for a few weeks to find out what really happened. And he convinces Eloise, played by Issa Rae, his New York boss, to approve his podcast in the making, involving real people in the style of the true crime podcast Serial. He records interviews with Abilene's sisters, named Paris and Kansas City, and her little brother, nicknamed El Stupido. Later, he meets Quentin, a slick record producer, played by Ashton Kutcher, who shares his tantric wisdom, and a local drug dealer who has secrets of his own. But the more he uncovers, the less certain Ben is over what happened to Abilene. Vengeance is a satirical drama and dark comedy about appearances versus reality. Writer, director, and star BJ Novak, this is his first time directing a feature film, portrays Ben as a fish out of water, an aloof city slicker with a big mouth who soon discovers all his assumptions do not apply in rural Texas. Inundated by unfamiliar views on family, police, guns, drugs, religion, sports, red states versus blue states, he's soon wearing 10-gallon hats and cowboy boots. Vengeance is a fun and sometimes harrowing movie with a totally unexpected editing. This is a good one. You can catch My Old School at the Toronto Hot Dog Cinema, Ali and Ava at the Tiff Bell Lightbox, and Vengeance in cinemas across North America. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.